You had an incident early Saturday afternoon with a vehicle striking the hospital building. What happened there?
Well, at 1:40 p.m. this afternoon, a vehicle crossed over Riverview Expressway and struck the side of Riverview Medical Center's emergency department, damaging the building.
And when it did that, it hit one of the areas that has exam rooms, right?
It hit actually in a hallway between the exam rooms. So the exam rooms themselves were not damaged. There were four people who received minor injuries. One was a staff member and three were visitors. They received the injuries from falling debris from the incident itself.
And the person in the car, what happened there?
The person in the car was treated immediately. The staff were on the scene as quickly as possible, and he was then transferred to another hospital.
Do we have any idea what caused him to drive into the hospital building?
At this point, we do not.
The hospital is still up and operational outside of the ED. So let's explain a little bit for those of us that don't know the inner workings of a hospital under a crisis situation. You have level 4, level 3, and so on. What is happening right now with your emergency management?
When we have any incident that impacts the normal operations of our facility, we will set an alert level. An alert level 1, just to give you an example, might be that we are watching a storm system that may come near the area and could impact either staffing or potentially lead to property damage. When you get to something that's as high as a level 4, then you're not only worried about operations that have been compromised, but you're also worried about structural integrity of the building. So originally, when this incident occurred, we went right to alert level 4 until we could ensure that the structure of the building had not been compromised.
And at this point, it looks like things are good in that area and you've reduced that level?
We have reduced down to a level 3. We still, of course, are not we're not resumed back to normal operations. Our ED has been somewhat compromised. It is still operating. However, we may have to divert some patients depending on what their medical needs are.
So you are able to treat some situations in the ED, but not the typical everyday things you would normally get.
It's not all systems go. We, of course, have one area of the ED that right now is out of service because of the damage. We are working to get that area secured and safe and hope to get back to normal operations as quickly as possible.
Any timeline for that?
No, not at this point, not until that's fully evaluated. But we have had local service vendors in. We've had plumbing in. We have had a construction company in. We also have our own construction supervisor. So they are really evaluating the situation and will keep us apprised on when we can be back to normal operations.
Sounds like this may move very quickly.
That would be our plan. I'm not sure how much the public knows about how practiced a facility like this is on incidents like occurred today. We do everything we can to be prepared and to anticipate what those needs will be. So the incident occurred at 1:40 and staff and incident command had already been established by 1:45.
We've heard before that hospitals and similar facilities have situation drills, much like running your children through a fire drill at the school, only more intense. Is that pretty much a good description?
That's correct. That is correct. And if we don't have an actual incident, I can tell you that we are practicing on a rotational basis, and we try to hit the variety of incidents that may occur, anything from some kind of epidemic to this kind of incident where the building has been compromised.
Anything you want to add today?
No, I think that's about it, but I can tell you that we made sure that all of our patients were safe. That was our immediate concern, and now we're just trying to get everything back to normal so that the community has full services of the hospital.